Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. For the 10th year in a row, the Veterans Esteem Team will be hosting a special event to honor veterans on Saturday, November the 1st at the Kern Pavilion in Frankenmuth. During the event, veterans and their significant others will be provided a free buffet dinner along with honoring them for their service to our country. There will be guest speakers and musical entertainment as well. Eric Hipple, who is a former quarterback for the Detroit Lions, will speak on resilience and teamwork, both on and off the field. Ryan Walters, who is a decorated pilot with firsthand experience in significant military action, will be another guest speaker. Music will be provided by Third Degree Burns, the 126th Army Band, and Nashville headliner Josh Grayson, who is also a U.S. Marine veteran and American Idol finalist. Also, the Veterans Esteem Team students, volunteers, will stand with the veterans to show they're not alone and to honor them. And as an added honor to those who serve, the Michigan Heroes Museum will allow free admission to all veterans after the event. To attend, a veteran must send an RSVP by emailing our.vet.team@gmail.com or by calling 1-810-346-3560. And in other local and regional news for today, for the first time in several decades, Vassar residents will vote on a charter for the city of Vassar during the Tuesday, November 4th election. Voting on the proposed updated charter will be done in the lower level of the Vassar City Hall at 287 East Huron Avenue. The ballot issue asks, shall the 2025 city charter proposed by the Vassar Charter Commission be adopted? And voters have to check either yes or no. Public Act 279 of 1909 allows a vote of residents to change a charter. In this election, the ballot request is for Vassar to establish itself as a home rule charter city. A city's charter is a foundational legal document establishing the framework for a city's basic structure of power and its authority as a local government. Those who serve on the Charter Commission to draft a new city charter were Chair Pamela Stilwell, Pamela Stilwell Binder, Cass Lemke, Michelle Huser, James Martin, Brandon Hudson, and Marion Whitney. On September 28th of 1944, voters in the village of Vassar elected to become a city officially. That change was approved by voters on February 19th of 1945. During that election, there were a total of 409 votes cast, with 238 approving the charter and 196 opposed to the change from village to city. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hurricane Melissa has rapidly intensified into a Category 5 storm due to warming oceans linked to climate change. Scientists say its wind speed has doubled in less than 24 hours over the weekend. The hurricane is set to hit Jamaica on Tuesday and then move across Cuba and the Bahamas. Experts note that this is the fourth Atlantic storm this year to undergo such rapid intensification. Warmer ocean temperatures driven by climate change are making such explosive storm developments a more common occurrence. The storm has already caused fatalities and damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, highlighting an urgent need for climate action. And in other national and international news, Federal funds could begin running dry on Saturday that helped tens of millions of Americans buy food for their families and send their toddlers to preschool if the government shutdown persists. If Congress does not reach a deal by Saturday to resolve the shutdown, benefits could also run out for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which helps about 1 in 8 Americans buy their groceries. Starting November the 1st, a total of 140 Head Start preschool programs also could miss their federal funding payments under the shutdown. States could also run out of money as early as November the 8th for another food aid program supporting millions of low-income mothers and young children called the WIC. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, October 27th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.